Hey everybody, this is Randy Cocker II, and I'm so excited that you're listening to this podcast today. Listen, today's podcast is entitled, How to Defeat Your Giant. How to Defeat Your Giant. In 1 Samuel 17:47, it says, the battle is the Lord's. One day a soldier charged with fleeing from the enemy was brought before Alexander the Great, and Alexander the Great asked him, what's your name? Dropping his head, he replied, Alexander. And Alexander the Great grabbed him by the shoulder and said, soldier, change your conduct or change your name. You have been called to live a life worthy of the one whose name you carry. Regardless of whether the giant you face is addiction, resentment, fear today, or lust, pride, envy, or anger, you must realize these three things today. Number one, you're not unique. Your temptations are no different from what others experience. Goliath wasn't always a giant. He was fed and nurtured until he became one. Our giants are usually little sins we overlook and indulge until they assume a life of their own and come back to haunt us eventually. Number two, you can't do it by yourself. You can't do it alone. Your giant will defeat you anytime you tackle him in your own strength. David told Goliath, this is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us. You need divine help to overcome old habits and establish new behaviors. So declare with Paul, Christ gives me strength. Just like in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, it tells us that. Number three, you must confront your giant head on. You have to realize that today. The Bible says, as Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran to meet him. Don't give your enemy too much room. You have to go and meet them where they are. 1 Samuel chapter 17, 48 says that as Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran to meet him. So don't run away. Don't try to negotiate. Don't compromise and don't excuse. Force your giant out into the light and don't let him back into your life. Establish the boundaries and make yourself accountable. Stay out of the wrong company, and above all, don't look at God in the light of your giant. Look at the giant in the light of your God, because you have to remember today, our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh within you. And remember, you can defeat the giant that you are facing today. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for my dear friend, my dear partner that's listening to this great podcast today. And right now, I ask you to give them the strength. Let them walk in that strength. Let them talk in that strength. And right now, in the name of Jesus, the giants are being defeated in their life today. Let them walk away with these three keys. These three principles today to go ahead and defeat the giant, to face the giant, and let them know that this storm did not come to take them out. This giant did not come to take them out, but they are made more than a conqueror through you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Listen, I'm excited about your future, and I'm excited about everything that God is going to do. Stay in touch with us at randycockersministries.com, and until next time, I want you to always remember one word from God can change your entire life. I'll talk to you again very soon. Bye-bye.